Hey guys, welcome back to the Diva with Grace podcast. I'm Diva by name, not by reputation.
And I'm Grace. It's a popular him and I'm a popular her.
I say welcome back, but someone could be a new listener. So if you're new, yeah, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
We're glad to have you.
I guess we could have one of those things, you know, that people have where they're like, on this show, we talk about this. But also, like, why don't you just hang out with us?
I know. You know? Figure it out
this
yourself.
This is a lot more of a chill situation, you guys.
Seriously. How are you doing? How's your week been?
Oh, girl. One thing I was hoping we could talk about today is, like, how do you inspire yourself when you were just not fucking feeling it? Like, what if you just don't feel like a diva with Grace? Like,
that's
today, I was... And then sometimes... I'm like, well, what does that really mean? Mm-hmm. You know, like, what does being a diva with Grace really mean? And sometimes I think it's my brain trying to be the perfect woman, mm-hmm, and for society.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I think it's me trying to be the perfect woman for myself. And sometimes I don't know the difference.
Yeah.
So how do we know?
How do we know? Well, okay. So this is something that's been top of mind that kind of connects and we can circle back.
Okay.
How much of it is you wanting to do things for yourself and how much of it is for other people wanting to be liked, or appreciated or understood? You know, how much of it's outside? I was listening to another podcast and she was saying that women were taught to always look outside for permission.
Mm.
And we're kind of just trained that way.
Where it's so
men
true.
Are taught to look inside for everything. The example she used was she has a son and daughters. And they were playing with their friends. And she asked, well, who's hungry? And they were watching TV. And the boys did not move from the screen. Like, their eyes stayed on the screen and said, me, like, raise their hands. The girls, in contrast, looked at each other to see who was raising their hand that they're hungry. And I believe it. I remember in school, I used to, even if I knew the answer, I was afraid to be the first person to raise my hand.
Yeah.
I'd look around first a little bit, be like, okay, a couple of people... I'll do it.
Oh my God. Yeah. And I remember the first stereotype I ever like identified with myself was this little boy told me that I must be smart because I have brown hair.
Ooh.
Isn't that interesting?
That's deep.
That's so deep.
God.
And he was like, and then after that, I was like, oh, I don't want to be smart anymore because
really?
Not that I don't want to be smart anymore, but I don't want to prove these people right. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I
like, I don't want to be a know-it-all. I don't want to be like try to be really good in school or anything like that because people are just going to assume that I am. So I might as well work on these other things like partying, you know, and like things that blonde girls are good at. I'm so sorry. I have so many blonde friends.
Me
you
too.
Guys are all so intelligent.
And I've been blonde for
beautiful boss babes.
Dark minute. But I finally found the right blonde for me. The first girl was not.
Oh my God, I'd love to see. I don't think I ever saw this.
No. Yeah, you've probably seen it better. I did. It wasn't too bad. I remember I was called Britney Spears. It wasn't like platinum blonde or anything.
Okay.
Even though dark skin girls can go platinum blonde. It was just I went blonde and then there was a blue eyeshadow moment.
Oh.
And it was a weird.
I really love it.
But anyway.
Oh God, we gotta bring this up. Maybe our blonde selves can be our diva with graces of this episode.
I know. Blondes do have more fun.
I only have like one picture of myself as a blonde. You guys, there's nothing was really documented because it was such a terrible bleach moment that my hair like all fell out.
Oh
like
God.
Weeks
I
later.
Saw you as a blonde though.
I know.
I
no, you
period.
Did
yeah,
because
like,
you're
wait, you.
A safe person. But like social media never saw
never
me
saw
as a blonde. But I mean, I would break it out for Diva with Grace.
Do it. Well, we're going to do it. Yeah, I'm more comfortable with the blonde. I think I found the right color. It wasn't actually that bad. It's just you forget. Now we're like going off tangent. It's fine.
Oh my God.
Sometimes
it's not really. Is
your,
it a tangent?
Right? If you change your hair color, people forget you kind of have to change your, not your whole style, but some
you
things.
You do.
Because of coloring.
What color?
So
exactly.
I was wearing the same things, but now I'm just blonde. So it was like, but I figured it out now. I mean, I was in my early 20s. It happens.
Yeah.
We're experimenting. It's fine. But yeah, going back, there's, and it's a weird low level misogyny that we as women are kind of raised with.
Yeah.
Just, you know, not to get super political, but obviously, you know, Super Tuesday just happened.
Yeah.
And was having a conversation with this girl, and she was just saying the Hillary documentary just came out.
Oh,
and a lot of Hillary.
Interesting timing.
I mean, the timing could not be more perfect, right? But so many women were anti-Hillary because they just don't like her.
Yeah. No, I know.
It's like, what?
Oh, they just don't like her.
They just don't like her. And they were saying, I mean, Hillary was probably one of the most, if not the most, prepared candidates that we've ever
obnoxiously
had.
Prepared like she was so the, prepared. She was the brunette this little boy was talking
exactly.
about,
but it's like, oh, I just don't like her. I'm like, what does that have to do with her qualifications?
Yeah,
it's just bizarre. And then even Elizabeth Warren, I was talking to this gentleman, he was in his, I'm gonna say mid-60s, somewhere around there, but he was saying he and his friends, and he's liberal, he wanted to make sure I knew that, but was saying that, oh, his friends feel like she's like a headmistress, Elizabeth Warren. She's too much like a headmistress.
Oh.
I'm like, so she's a leader. She knows what she's doing.
Is Trump? Too much like an Oompa Loompa? Like, what is, I don't understand. What is better, an Oompa Loompa or a headmistress?
But then think about it. If she was a supermodel that was running, that's not the same qualifications.
Then there'd be something else.
Something
else wrong. Like, oh, she's too pretty.
Yeah.
She must be dumb.
Exactly. But there'd be other
women. She has brown hair.
Oh, or she's blonde. She's dumb. We can't win. So it's at that level with the presidency, and it trickles down to just being in school. And I think girls today are better off than we were with certain things. We're obviously better off than our moms and their moms,
right.
But there's still this level of...
Underlining. It's this like underlining toxicity.
Yeah.
Oh my God, last night... This is actually, wow, this could be a real topic. I'm fascinated by Eileen Wuornos. I know that's like a very extreme
thing
to say.
Because the thing is, you're kind of rooting for her, and then it's...
Yes! I'm like,
she could have stopped.
I know, I'm like, how do you get to that place?
I was watching
a documentary and the
enough.
Timeline was insane. Mm-hmm. It was like over 2 years that happened. And like, I get it. Like, you know, I mean, I don't get it, obviously.
Right.
I did not have her life. But like a lifetime of trauma can really spiral quickly into something that gives you the death sentence.
It does.
But like, she was, the first woman to be named a serial killer in the United States. And that was in like 92.
Yeah,
was not that long ago.
The most
you guys.
Known, right? There's probably so many female.
The most
serial
known.
Killers
she
went.
Was also on death row for a decade. Can we talk about that? Like, I think about what I was doing in the last 10 years. She was in jail for 10 years. Like, that's great. Anyway, that's besides the point. But I was thinking about it and I was like, how do you do this? Like, how did the jury do that? How
just
did
convict,
they?
You mean?
Yes.
I mean, well, she did it, so it's
but like, so did Trump.
Okay, well, I mean, he's not a serial killer that we know of.
Oh my God, but he's a serial rapist. Which one's worse?
I mean, wait, we got a Weinstein, right? So there's a win, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, I understand the trauma and everything, but you also have to take accountability because there are women who have been in similar situations that don't murder people.
Oh, 1,000,000%.
You know what I mean? So it's like, it's hard for me to
And they
feel,
deserve fucking medals.
Yeah, but I don't believe in the death sentence at all. So I don't think she should be put to death. So that's not, but you
but
have
like,
to be
it was so easy.
Actions.
It was so easy for them to do that. And it just seems like it is not that easy for like, if this was like,
a
Ted Bundy
victim. He was really good looking.
He was
real
handsome
and charismatic
and a white man.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm getting really upset this morning, you guys.
Okay. Speak your truth. I mean, it's not like we're talking fantasy here. This is real stuff that's happening and happened.
Yeah.
It's the state of.
So how do you maintain your diva with graceness and not go all Eileen Wuornos on the world when you feel like you're being disrespected at every turn?
Yeah. Well, one thing is I don't watch the news. It's a bummer.
Wash your hands.
Don't watch the news. Obviously, check in on world events and things, but I mean more so on the everyday, just to be inundated with that every single day. That just messes with your psyche. Like, you can't even. How do you start your day like that?
Yeah.
So many people start their day with the news where it's on all day. You're never going to.
I know. Oh, my God. So I feel like so many baby boomers who are retiring, like, that is their life. They just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's CNN or Fox News. I'm like, how about neither?
You're on one team or the other. Yeah, it's like watching sports, but like it's politics.
Well, it's weird. Going back to the guy I was talking to, he flat out asked me, well, who did you vote for? Who are you voting for? And I'm like, oh, we're at that stage like, of life. People
we're
need
at
to
Yankees
know,
or Red Sox right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, people need to know like your allegiance. I'm like, well, it's LA, so that's... you know, it was, I felt safe sharing in that space. I'm like, oh, people, I was like, what happened to like not talking about politics?
I know.
Out the window, but I get it. And right now I used to be kind of like, I'm not really into politics. Anyone who says that now, I'm like, you may not be into politics, but guess what? Politics are into you.
Yeah.
So you need to know what the hell is going on.
Yeah, exactly.
But just, I've never been asked blatantly, like, who did you vote for? I'm like,
oh yeah. Like that no, was, that's private. That it's was like, a, yeah.
Yeah. People just need to know, like, yeah, what team do you support?
I guess, you know what's funny is they say not to talk about religion or politics. We talk a lot about religion on this show.
We do.
But
what do I
we
care?
Don't talk about politics. Don't worry, guys. We're not going to.
I mean, I feel like it's also because it's
I feel like
it's obvious.
So, it is. It's obvious. It's always sort of like, I mean, it's current events.
Exactly.
Like, that is what politics is.
Yeah, but we're not going to have people on to debate or anything. But like I said, I think we can talk about it more or bring it in more because it's what's happening. And so but it is shaping our worlds and our everyday. We are affected by the current policies and policies that are being changed and retracted. You know,
exactly.
Like I have to know.
And I do feel like, I feel like since Trump has been elected, I feel like lots of women have come out of the shadows and been like, hi,
AOC.
I have a voice. Yeah. Like it's, and now we're getting stronger. Like we're getting stronger as a gender, as a
dismantling
group.
Dismantling the patriarchy.
Yeah.
I love it.
I mean, it's going to, oh God, guys, it's so much work.
It's so much work. But my goal is we dismantle it, but we rebuild it together.
Yeah.
But we just need more female leaders. If anything, I'm like, how about just to see what happens. We've let men rule and run this country forever.
And I think, and everybody, quote unquote, gave Trump a chance.
Exactly.
And he's Donald Trump, you guys. So like, I think we can give a woman a chance.
Yeah, I mean, a reality star.
Yeah.
You guys. But Hillary, those emails, it's just weird. My thing is, if it was fair, the comparisons and everything, I wouldn't say anything. Like, let the best candidate win. But when it's clear misogyny and it's just...
it's a slap in the face.
Yeah, that's what frustrates me. I think that's what frustrates a lot of women. It's like, this is what we mean when we say toxic work environments. The more qualified... I have so many friends who've been passed over for men. I have a friend, she's an agent. She kind of left. She's not an agent anymore. She was. She worked at a huge agency in LA. And she was bypassed because she's a woman of color, she felt like, and just a woman in general. So some guy that was coming up, some white guy, after her, got promoted before her. She's like, I've been here longer. I'm more qualified. Like, it's not. She's like, I just don't know.
Yeah. And you, like, have to put yourself in these, like, weird... Not, I have to, obviously.
Right.
But, like, it's suggested, without anybody having to say anything, that you need to be in these, like... inappropriate environments in order to get close enough to the head person in order to get them to give you a better job or a raise or whatever. And like, is that just because we're conditioned as women to be like, oh, well, like, you
know,
I must use my womanly allure to...
Oh, I worked for a magazine and a lot of my clients were men and we did a lot of trade shows. So I'd meet them and the funny thing would be like some of them would not respond to emails, calls, you know, just follow up, simple things like that. So that's like on a Friday, right? Over the weekend, we'd have a trade show. They'd meet me Monday. Who do you think is not even returning my calls, but calling me first?
Okay.
Calling, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
'Cause they see me. And one guy actually propositioned me at an event. I was in my hotel room. It was late at night. And he started texting me like, oh, I'm downstairs at the bar and blah, 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 blah. So I ignored it. And because he's a client, I couldn't tell him to like piss off, or at least I didn't feel like I could. So I just texted him the next morning like, oh, I never saw these texts, you know, and just then avoided him for the rest.
You have to be like
sly
about it. Mm-hmm. Like you basically,
It's different now. You know, I was a different person like a decade ago. And I mean, there's women even now older than me that are in the same situations that feel like they can't speak up. So I don't even say my age played a role. It played a role for me in the sense I was just scared. And I'm like, who do I tell? I didn't even tell my boss. My boss is a woman. And yeah. she's a super feminist, so she would have understood. To,
and you like know in your gut, you know, your womanly intuition, yep. you know that it's inappropriate, but you like try to push it away because you're like, I don't want to deal with this.
I know.
Like, I don't smile want politely. Any of this. Like, do not fuck with me, honey. Yeah. I don't have time.
But God forbid you're not likable because that's apparently yeah, the main objective. I never understood the idea of being liked. I think it's so boring. Mm. And it's twofold to me. It's, on one end, it's kind of selfish in the sense people who need to be liked, you're doing things, acting a certain way, behaving a certain way, saying things in hopes to get something back, right? Some kind of permission or some kind of validation. So it's not genuine right. in one aspect. And the other aspect, a little deeper, it's all this idea too about relatability. Mm-hmm. And I'm not, it's like, you're again wanting permission just to be yourself.
Yeah.
And it's, I just will not do. I'm like, why would I? The average person, well, apparently voted Trump.
Yeah.
but in all seriousness, the average person is lost. They don't know what they want to do in their life, or if they want to do it, they can't do it. So they're depressed and this and that. Why would I want to be relate? Why would I want to relate to that?
Right.
I don't want to be relatable. You know, yeah. I want people that I can inspire, or people that inspire me to be, you know, I feel like that's how it should be as we relate to each other yeah. and not like,
and you want to be surrounded by people who reflect your mm-hmm. unique level of light.
Yeah. yeah. Your light come your into light. The light instead of trying to bring yeah. me down to your darkness. So I've never right. gotten that, but I feel like especially women, we want to be liked.
Yeah.
All the time.
I feel like it's like, I don't even think about it. I'm just like, oh, this is a requirement. Like
apparently.
You guys, I was like, when am I going to talk about this? But I left my job and have been going on the journey towards finding more work again.
Always nothing fun.
Against the company I was working for. It was just, you know, after my grandma passed, so many things just like, I just realized so many things, and one of the things I realized was that I don't want to spend 15 hours in a car every week.
Yeah.
So I was like, I could have, like, if I just spent 15 hours a week meditating, my life would look significantly different. So, like, I'm going to use that 15 hours for something more productive and self-care-like. But so I've been going on these, I was just going to say auditions. Mm-hmm. No. Interviews, but they are like auditions.
Yeah, they are.
They are, because you have to, the number one thing is being likable. Like,
at the end of the day, you guys, who fucking cares what's on your resume? Like,
if they like you,
exactly.
and they think you can get the job done and you can do it with a smile on your face and like look good while doing it, then like, it's done.
It's done.
You're hired. Like, you know, sometimes I feel like my resume is complete BS, but like, because it comes in a nice package, mm-hmm. it's like, I'm like, you have no idea who I am. Like, I could yeah. be, you know, I mean, luckily, like, you know, I can deliver.
Right.
But a lot of it is performance, mm-hmm. you know, which is also why it's always great for everyone to take an acting class regardless. Because I'm like, you know, I was a theater major, and sometimes I shit on myself for that. But I really shouldn't, because theater is life. Acting is just like, you just, I mean, life is a stage, you guys.
Yeah, the world is a stage.
The world is a stage.
Well, it's a form of expression, like life expression.
Yeah, exactly. It's mimicking life.
Yeah. No, but it's funny you mentioned acting. I feel like actors especially, they need to be liked.
Yeah, they need, of course, because you have to, especially for commercial auditions, like people, you know, because you want to reach a wide audience with your look so that they sell as much product as possible.
And people don't know, most commercial auditions, there are no sides, meaning there are no lines. It's, you go in and it's a personality like kind of interview.
Competition.
Yeah, they just ask you a couple of questions about yourself.
And a lot of times you're like in a row of girls mm-hmm. and it kind of feels like you're, oh my God, it just doesn't feel right.
Maybe I'm just different. I just never feel that way, or just don't pay attention. Or maybe I should be paying attention more. I just, as you can tell, I don't really care if I'm liked. I just feel like I happen to be liked, which is great. I'm not saying I want people to just be like, oh, here comes Dave. You know, of course, no one wants that. But is that the main objective? Of course not.
Well, I don't think you have, like, you have deep-rooted, such deep-rooted confidence in yourself that you know that you don't have to be liked in order to give.
And also, I've been that girl. As a young girl, I wanted to be liked, but then I've realized over time that, but it doesn't really, I mean, it gets you some things, but it doesn't really get me the things I really want. Right. And then it feels...
It's a good in the moment thing.
Yeah. I'm like, sure, it's nice. Oh, that boy likes you. Great. But I'm like, well, what does that do for me in the grand scheme of things?
Right.
Not a lot. You know what I mean? And I feel like there's just more to offer than, to me, it's just the idea too of, oh, well, she's nice. Oh my, if anyone ever called me nice, it's just, it's the worst.
It's what you say about somebody when you don't really know who they are.
Oh, she's nice. But, and they have, or they, know, they left no impression on you.
Yeah,
it's not mean, but you're like nondescript, no real impression.
Right.
Like, yeah, not a lot going on. I feel like shoes are nice. Do I want to be compared
shoes
to
nice.
Shoes? Not really. And again, I like kindness.
What kind of shoes?
Consider, I know, right? Are they Louboutins? Are we Manolo Blahniks? You know, I'm having like an ugly shoe moment right now. Like there
really?
Are these Fendi Birkenstocks.
I was just going to say Fendi is like really having an ugly shoe.
Like the
shoe
dad
moment.
Sneaker, not into it, but the row has some square. I'm into the square shoe. Mm. I'm into like, if you're following my story, it's
the
just weird
shoes.
Mesh
I
and
I feel
weird
like you
stuff.
Can pull off a square shoe.
I love a square. Oh, well, someone didn't think so.
What?
I posted these shoes and mind you, I didn't do it. It wasn't a poll or anything. And someone, this is like a friend, DM me. She's like, no, absolutely not. Don't get them. They're hideous. And I'm just like, I'm sorry.
You
was
don't
this
understand
a poll?
Fashion.
Yeah. And I was like, this wasn't a poll.
No.
And
nobody asked
but
you.
Think, but I, you know, but
love
this
you.
Is me being me. Yeah. I didn't even respond. I just don't respond to negative. Even if it's like someone I know, I'm like, no, we're not going to. I'm not losing a friend over it. But I just felt like, my God, like how long were you holding on to that? Like your hatred of a square toe. Like she just came in. Not
people
even like,
really
hey,
project
girl.
Just like what that one Whoa. Time I like got I projected all my hatred towards life onto Meghan Markle's neutral outfit.
Oh wait, are you loving her looks now on this tour? She's killed. They're looking so
I'm
good.
I'm not really paying attention to her. Right.
It's all. It's so funny if you not like you could see it, but you know when you go on to search and they'll like recommend posts.
Oh.
It was all Meghan Markle
oh, really?
And then like some friend stuff.
Is it different now? Is she having a different moment?
She's having a great moment. She's come back like oh, hi, good. I'm in London. It was. There's a picture of her and Harry in the rain. He's holding an umbrella. She's in this like turquoise blue fitted
Ooh.
Dress and it's raining and they're smiling at each other. It's iconic. You have to.
Oh my God.
You have to look it
That's
up.
That's really sweet. I love iconic photos. You I guys, know. You don't have to be a princess to take an iconic
no.
photo.
Technically, she's not anymore, right?
Right.
I mean, he's still going to be Prince Harry. So
yeah,
I mean,
he's always going to be Prince Harry.
It's like Queen Latifah, you know what I mean?
Wait, is Queen Latifah's name Queen?
No, her name is Dana.
No, no it's not.
Yes, it is.
Dana Latifah?
No, it's Dana, like, I don't know her
Dana
last name.
Dana Johnson?
Yeah, really. No, but it's like a simple
oh my God,
name.
That's
I feel I forget what Latifah is the origin of it. Something African.
That's so funny.
Maybe Arabic. I have no idea. But Queen, you know, it's just like Little Kim's the queen bee, you know,
yeah.
like just taking
oh, yeah.
on like women are queens, that whole thing.
Queens,
but yeah,
queens.
Her
queen,
name is
queen.
Dana.
Queen. Hi, Dana.
Queen I know. Dana. That's someone that really likes herself. You're calling yourself a queen.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that queen culture, I feel like is really a thing now. Like everybody's calling because I do
yes,
you feel
queen,
like it's a clapback at the how everybody used to call each other slut and
oh
bitch.
Yeah,
that probably is what it is.
Oh my God. It's so
now people
weird.
Are calling like princess and
yeah.
queen.
I heard these young girls were talking. They were teenage, maybe 14. It's like, is that you, bitch? Yeah, bitch. Like talking to each other. Like,
yeah.
look at that picture. You. I'm like, okay, this is terrible.
It's too much.
I'm like, do me and my friend, did I ever? And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, I need to. Because sometimes my sister and I will be like, I'm like, what's up, you dumb slag? Like, I'll just say something like, that's how we answer the phone.
That's funny.
Like, what up, trick? Like, I called her trick daddy the other day.
That's
and
really
just,
funny.
It doesn't mean anything. But I'm like, thinking about, I'm like, well, I guess the young kids are paying attention and we should probably. I don't do it in public. It's like in private. We'll just
right,
be
right.
like, what up, ho? Like, hey, what's up? Like, ho is life, actually, now.
That's so
it's not
funny.
Unless you want it to be. So but funny. I here's the thing. We take power in it.
Yeah.
So I guess it's different when young girls are talking like that. I'm like, you have no idea
you
the
don't know
context.
What you're saying.
You don't know what you're talking about. But it's old. I'm like, I'm taking control or taking the word back. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just want to keep I just want to be able to still call my sister a hoe if I feel like it, basically, guys. Let me live. Let me live. I'm not perfect.
Keeping up with the Kakandes. Next episode.
We rarely do it. It's just sometimes I'm feeling, sometimes you just feel gangsta, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you just want to feel a little gangsta.
Just a little gangsta. That's just probably as gangsta as I get. Just calling my sister Trick Daddy. I do nothing else.
Oh my God.
But so, like, I know I'm like, this, I don't need to be likable. I call people tricks. I don't. Gross. Getting back on topic. So, like, back to your original question.
How do you not become Eileen Wuornos? Is that the name of this episode?
I know. Maybe it's, I don't know.
Diva with Grace versus Eileen Wuornos.
I mean, the thing is, too, like we said, obviously that woman had deep-rooted trauma. So it's hard to...
Yeah, but so do a lot of people.
So for anyone not on that end of the spectrum, because I'm like, if you're on that end of the spectrum, therapy. You know, let's seek some kind of... In all seriousness,
like,
I can't speak to that.
How much does therapy really help...
I don't know. I've never been to therapy.
I know. So I know. I'm like, well, Diva
yoga's
seems
my therapy,
great. And she's never been to therapy.
I feel like there's different forms of therapy,
and all I've done is therapy.
But I feel like there's different, because therapy is not for me in the sense like I don't believe in therapy. I believe in it. It's just that type of therapy is not for me.
Right.
My personality type. I'm like, I'm someone. I know what I'm supposed to be doing, and even if someone else told me to do it, I'm not going to do it until I'm motivated to.
Right.
So it's a waste of my time and money. But like I mentioned with Ashley, yoga has been my therapy.
Right, exactly.
You know, other things.
There are other things that can be therapeutic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Even washing the dishes can be therapeutic.
If you want it to be.
If you
it's
want
my
it to
least
be.
Favorite chore of all. I will clean a bathroom before
no, same,
I wash
I
it.
Don't, I can't.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just standing there.
I think it's the water in my hands because when
Do
I
wear
have
gloves?
Uh-huh. When I have gloves. It's fine. People, my friends make fun of me for having gloves. I'm like,
well, you're
going
to have nice hands.
Yeah.
You're going to have old lady dry ass hands. My mom will kill me. She'll get a manicure and then like, I'm like, she even with the gel manicure, she's better about it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, wear gloves. They were sitting right there.
Yeah. Yeah. But,
that's so weird. Yeah. I would think girls our age would be like, I'm so
well,
into
it's
gloves.
It's not just girls. It's guys.
Guys,
too,
guys and girls.
Like,
sorry. I know not to.
But not to discriminate against
the dishwashing
genders.
I mean, according to television, remember, that's something else too. Remember back in the day, TV commercials, anyone doing dishes or any kind of chore was a woman.
A woman.
It's changed a little bit. I'll be honest. If I see a commercial with a guy, I'm like, oh, this is new. I actually don't, and I don't watch television. So I'm like, oh, TV's changed since my day.
Well, but then I think it's also like, I think that the women are still doing a lot of the shopping.
We're doing all, but more of the things too.
Right. And right.
Yeah.
But I think things like dishwasher detergent, I don't think that it's supposed to be relatable to a woman. So I think that like it because they're doing the shopping. So it's not even like it trickles.
It does. Like, well, the interesting thing is too, it's as women, we want to have it all. We're told to have it all, and it's overwhelming for a lot of people because it's not
sometimes
like,
I'm like no
yeah,
I don't want it
don't
all like
it.
This is too much
but it's
right
like
now.
We can have a career now, right? We're allowed to have a career, but you still have the
which
same
I still
home
roll my eyes. I'm like, fuck you. I'm like, we've had careers this whole goddamn time, you motherfuckers. I'm sorry.
No, it's deep. It goes beyond. It's just, girl, it's so deep.
I mean, prostitution, like, oldest career.
Yeah, it's the oldest trade in the world, kids.
Yeah.
Should be legalized. Just saying.
It should be.
I'm
should
someone. Be. I know people. I don't know if people will be shocked that that's my viewpoint on it. But I'm like, women can take so
full
much
control.
Power.
Yeah.
That's what they don't want. That's what the fear is.
I know.
I believe.
And as long
morality
as prostitutes aren't unionized, like men can keep. Or, I'm sorry, not just men, but men can keep abusing them.
Yeah.
Because if it's not legal, then they won't go to the police.
And guess what? Because it's legal. Guess what? Pot is legal. I don't smoke pot. Like, if it's things that it's against your beliefs, you don't have to do it. But I'm not going to tell what another adult doing something that's consensual. And
how do we feel about that? How do we feel about, especially women shaming other women for being
everything, for being.
Well, for
you can
being.
Just stop there.
Okay,
being,
for being.
Period.
Yeah.
I see more women hating and trolling other women than men coming on. That's what's
that
sad.
How do we feel about that?
Again, like, it's that low level of misogyny that we're raised with.
Mm-hmm.
My sister
and we all feel like we're competing with each other. Always, like, there's not enough room,
but it's not a competition. Not we've just been told that it is.
Right.
Like, you've heard of a good old boys club. What about the good old girls club?
Yeah.
There isn't one. There's the babysitters club, and they were great.
There's the babysitters club.
Oh my God. Please don't remake that, guys. I just wanted to put that out there. Please.
Wait, why not?
Where I think that it's being remade.
Oh.
I'm just tired of my childhood being just...
being remade.
Not even remade.
Like, it was just perfect the way it was.
Yeah, but
like,
they're remaking
make your own
it, not
shit.
Making it better. Like, you're not making it better.
No, you're not making it better. I just feel bad for this generation.
Yeah.
Like,
you're getting all of my repeats.
Yeah, like, literally there, leftovers.
Yeah. Not even good.
No,
not even good.
They're old leftovers. That's They've gross. Been in the freezer for years.
Yeah, but we're always taught to compete with each other. But I was going back to my sister. I have two sisters, so you'll never know who I'm talking about. It sounds like I have one sister. But my other sister, not like you would know. But she works in a really bougie restaurant in Beverly Hills that I frequented before she worked there. Just wanted to set the record straight. If you see me in there, I was there first. And the night of the election, just going back... Hillary, she said that night, it was a woman telling her husband, like, I just don't know if I can trust her to be president. I mean, well, she just might just be too emotional. I'm like, don't project your ish on, just because you're emotional. And of course,
or
I'm like,
don't project what your husband tells you you are.
Because who do you think was picking up? She's like, who do you think was picking up that bill, that tab? Like, come on.
Oh my God. I can't believe I didn't talk about this. I feel like I can talk about this.
Yeah.
So when I was at home for my grandma's funeral, I was having a moment and I needed to see an old friend. Mm. And, you know, old friends, you don't really like, you just love them. Like, just, I don't know. Yeah. There's some people who, like, I don't care what they're doing. I love you. Like, I'm no judgment. Like, whatever you're doing, and I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a drink about it. So he's married now. And he's actually my first ever boyfriend. Maybe Aww. I shouldn't say that because now everybody knows who it is.
But I have no idea, but
maybe nobody does. But yeah, he was telling me, he said something, and like, I thought about marrying this guy, right? Like, and he was my first boyfriend. And he said, what did he say? He was like, he said, well, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know if I want to live here, if I want to live there. And he has a lot of money. He has family money. So he can do whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife doesn't have any money. His wife married into the money.
Yeah.
No judgment. Like, just stating the facts. And so I said to him, I was like, oh, well, what does your wife want to do? You know, just like.
Yeah.
Obviously, well, if you can't decide, have you spoken to your other half about this? Like, you know, not other half. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, well, she'll do whatever because, like, I'm paying for everything.
Mm.
And I was like, ew. I was like, don't be that person. But, like, it was so...
Yeah.
It was... He wasn't even thinking. Like, he, like... The fact that, like, he said that, like, so blindly and, like, without even thinking it would be offensive to me, like, I mean, it was offensive to me. I was like, ew, fuck you, dude. Like, she's a human. You're acting like she's a slave because, like, that's terrible.
Money will do that.
Yeah.
And it's, look, there are some people I know, the husband makes all the money, but her opinion is just as important.
Yeah.
And then there's
totally. And
the
then there's
example
this.
That you have where it's not. And that's
and
why
I'm
I want to
sure
make my own money.
He makes her
so
feel
never.
Like her opinion is important. Yeah. Listen, guys. Okay. But like at the end of the day, like, well, he said it so.
Like cavalier. Like,
yeah. Like, oh, well, it doesn't matter. Like, you know, like I'm sure in the moment, like if she was there, he wouldn't say that.
But that's what I mean. It's so systemic in this society, the way women's roles, right? Even in a marriage that you marry this person that you love. Like we don't have arranged marriages here. You choose the person that you love. And even the person that has your quote unquote best interests can be so cavalier as to make a comment like that because it seems normal.
And then what does that even mean? Like what are best interests? Like what are like what and like what is love?
What is
like
love?
What is you know, philosophy. No, but what like what does that really mean? Is it are you people get into marriages for different reasons.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is like a business deal.
Yeah, for sure.
Sometimes it's for
it's less so now, I mean, than
Yeah.
At least centuries ago.
But even like,
know?
Think about it. Like maybe some people Hopefully. Do think about it like that. Like maybe like, even well, if they're not.
It's the most important business deal of your life. Yeah. That's why when people just go into it haphazardly, I'm like, would you just open up a restaurant or any type of business with just any old person?
Right.
No, people take time to think about that and effort, but you'll marry any idiot. Like, I don't watch Love is Blind, but I'm assuming that's the premise of it. Just marry any old idiot was the just original title. Oh, no, yeah. I have no idea. But you know, but you'll set yourself up for something like that.
Right.
And that's, it's entertainment for us. But people are really betting on love. It's weird to me. It's bizarre. And I just don't understand it personally.
I don't understand why
you would go into it just like that. And I'm come from a culture where divorce wasn't really, it's an option, but it's really not an option.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of people who have been in long, very unhappy relationships. And so if that's also something too, where, you know, divorce won't be an option, think twice, maybe four, five times before you walk down the aisle.
Or even like just the thought, like, what if divorce wasn't an option? Like, you know,
exactly. I always think about in the sense of, I want to have children. Is this the person I want to have children with? Like, I just think about in instances.
Because they're in your life forever.
Yeah. Like traveling, like, you know, especially these, let's just talk about these dating shows. They're, I'm not Love is Blind. I've never watched it, so I don't know. But I used to watch The Bachelor back in the day. Andrew Firestone was the last Bachelor
I ever saw. The Bachelor's like the number one show right now.
Which.
We might have to talk about why at some point.
I mean, I'm not going to watch it to find out why.
Yeah, so no, I'm not going to watch it to find out why. But
I
don't think we have to.
We should ask. I know some.
We need to be on the outside looking in.
Yeah. I'm an outlier there. I'm like, I don't watch The Bachelor. I used to, though. There's no, I'm not judging when
if
I watch it.
If anybody watches The Bachelor who also listens to our show,
I know a bunch of people if you want to bring them on.
Okay.
For sure.
Will you like give us a little bit of tea on like why it's so amazing?
Yeah.
Okay. I really want to know.
But just, you're in these extreme situations where it's like they're traveling the world or doing this, these exciting dates. But I'm like, that's great. Of course, everyone's on their best behavior, their best selves. If I'm being flown to Paris, of course,
and
I'm going to be
filmed.
Happy, right?
Yeah.
But what happens to me, I always think about the day to day. I'm waking up in the morning next to this person. What's breakfast looking like? Lunch, paying bills, looking like I want someone. And obviously, you're not asking that on a date or anything. Like, how are you in a high pressure situation? When you're balancing
like
your checkbook,
interview.
Is that exciting for you?
Auditions,
you know?
Interviews, dates, yeah, they're all the same you guys.
But you know what I mean? Those are things that are more important to me. Of course, you're going to be happy in this exciting environment. But what are you like, you know, when we get a flat tire? What do you like when this bill's paid late? Do you pay your bills late? Do you pay on time? Are you anal about things?
Do you
things?
Care about that?
Yeah, it's, you know, those are the things that people really need to take time. And even if you don't have to have like a long courtship, but you should kind of just see how that person is in the day to day before you commit. Because I know people that get into relationships and like, whoa, we moved in together. He's a completely different person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh my God. Like, and people have like weird little things.
And then I have friends who are with someone and they didn't change. I'm like, did you think marriage is going to change them? And then they're complaining all the time. I'm like, I don't want to. I'm like, honey, you knew who you married. I can't feel bad for you. Like, why would he change? Because he's married. That makes no sense. Like, you knew all these things going in. So I'm like, oh, it's just, it's weird to me. Just do your research, guys. Like, we research Airbnbs more than relationships
sometimes,
I feel like.
I know.
But truthfully.
I know.
That's why I take my time.
Oh my
God,
it's
all
so true.
It's all crazy.
Oh my God.
I know, it's wild. But you're talking about best interests. I just always, I mean, think of self first, right? You have to, you know, even if you're a mom, you really have to, because how can I give if I don't, you know, I'm not full.
Yeah.
We've had that discussion. And then I just want the other person to live a full, expressed, happy life. Like, that is my objective. And hopefully it's something we do together.
Yeah.
And
you're a mirror for each other. So if you want them to live that life, then they're going to want you to live that
life. And I don't
want
to change anyone.
Right. Yeah,
I will take you as is.
Yeah.
Like fashion, you know, I joke. I'm like, well, you can always work on.
Yeah.
Guys are easy.
You can
always buy them.
Those
you can
are
fix
aesthetics.
That. It's so easy. Like, aesthetics are easy, but like deeper stuff, I don't want to have to change someone fundamentally. Like, what? Why would I want to do all that work? Exactly. And you
especially,
can't do it anyway.
Especially at our age, like when you start to get like, I feel like past 25, really, I feel like it's like very hard to change.
Because think about it this way. Do you want to change?
Yeah.
I know. I'm not changing. So why would I expect you to change?
Right.
then and if we have all these things we need to change about each other, why are we together?
And if you, like, whenever there's something in the past when I've, like, thought, like, oh, I really wish my significant other didn't do this, I'm like, well, how do I do that mm-hmm. in our relationship? I always try to think about, like, mm-hmm. what I don't like, how do I do it? Yeah. Because I must do it in some way because I'm noticing it. Oh, so yeah. I've
asked only because I realized I was being annoyed by a lot of things. I'm like, I don't like when you do this, do that. And I was like, you know, if there's ever anything you want to, he's like, I'm not stupid. I'm not answering that question.
Oh, my God.
So, I know. He was well-trained. Didn't work out, but it's okay.
Wait, what sign was he?
Aries. I know.
Oh, my God. It's these so dumb. Aries. I know. I really respect you guys.
It's either, I realize not even, like, I don't consciously, I never ask people, what's your sign? It just, they always happen to be Aries. And
I know when you said
it's either amazing or it's trash.
You've been able to, like, guess people's signs.
Recently. But not, like, in dating. It's after the fact that I found out. Like, oh, so then I get excited and then I'm like, oh.
It is really helpful. Bad. I feel like it's really helpful. But, you know, there's so many different types of things like the zodiac that
it just lets you know, like, at least it's kind of like a love language. At least you know how this person needs to be approached. And I think that comes with age too, learning, like, okay, this person needs
more of this.
Words of affirmation. This person, and I don't, by the way, just no one. I'm more of actions,
right?
So just for clarity, I just feel like I should put that out in the ether. Okay. I'm not saying, like, don't ever say anything nice to me or something. You know, it's always appreciated, but it's not necessary, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Actions
Whereas other people,
speak louder than words.
They need to hear that you love them all the time. They need this, which is fine. I'm like, just so we know.
But sometimes the more you say it, the less it means.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's appreciated.
I know.
And, you know, likability and all these things. Like and love, you know what I mean? But it's going back to that. It's like, do I appreciate if someone says I'm nice or they like me? Sure. Is that going to change my life and my worldviews? Not really.
Yeah.
And something I wanted to say as well, too, just going back to that, is it's especially with actors, but especially with women as well. And I know men fall in this. I'm speaking generalities. Is that so many people feel like they have to play victim to be successful. And I think especially a lot of women, and I just want, because they want permission, like we said, to be, you know, permission just to be, or especially actors, they want permission to be successful. Yeah. And I'm not into that starving artist romanticizing that. Not into it.
No.
And I think women too, you don't have to be a victim of anything. You don't need permission to be successful.
Yeah.
You're a success because you want to be a success. But if you feel like you need permission, here's your permission, everyone.
Go
to live your
be
damn
successful.
Life. Be successful. Do what you want. Be liked. Don't be liked.
Don't be Eileen.
Just don't be Eileen. Be kind to yourself and others. Don't go murdering people.
Yeah, it's just not necessary because at the end of the day, we want you on the planet for a long time. So you got to be out in the world kicking ass,
girl. Being positively on the planet. Doing
something, positively kicking ass, not, you know,
and helping people, being
and
kind. Like, these
stuff.
Are important things, and being nice and I'm liked. I'm like, but what are you putting back? Like, what are
just
you giving back?
Just be yourself.
Back? Yeah. Or better.
Be yourself and keep getting better
every
day.
And keep getting better. I love that. All right. On that note, we like you guys a lot.
We
and
do.
If you like us, you can follow us on Instagram at Diva with Grace Podcast.
Please.
I like likes there.
Yes,
that I'm
we
fine
like
with.
Likes there. And rate, subscribe.
All the things.
Do all the things. All
right, guys. Till next
time. We love you.
Bye.